Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Perry reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Lau reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lau scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Don Williams now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Cimoli scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Minchur hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minchur scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to third. Lau moves to second. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Don Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Drabowski scores. Causey moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simulai is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Alozic now playing right field. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Drabowski is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.